弟兄姊妹和朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主与我们同在。
We thank the Lord for His presence with us.
当我们在那里拨饼，在这里唱诗歌敬拜的时候
，As we are having the communion and singing and worshiping Him,
我觉得我们心灵中最大的享受是知道主在这里，而且感觉到他在这里。
I feel that the greatest enjoyment is to know that the Lord is with us and He is with us in us.
让我们继续在敬拜的灵里边，我们来一起交通主的话语。
So shall we continue in the spirit of worship and have some fellowship in His words?
我们一起来先读一些圣经。
And let's read some scripture together.
第一处，我们来读雅各书第四章。
First, we will turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第八节。
James chapter 4, verse 8.
雅各书第四章第八节。
James 4:8.
我们先用中文念一遍，然后再用英文念一次。
We will read once in Chinese and once in English.
我们一起来中文。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
第二次我们来读出埃及记第三十三章。
The second passage is Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记第三十三章的十一节。
Exodus chapter 33, verse 11.
第三十三章第十一节，我们也是中文一起来，在英文来。
In Chinese first.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人论的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend.When Moses returned to the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent.
接着我们来读希伯来书第十一章。
We will next read Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章，我们念二十三到二十七节。
Hebrews 11, we will read from verse 23 through 27.
我们也是用中文先念一次，在英文。
Chinese first.
来，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is unseen.
最后我们来读《使徒行传》第七章。
Lastly, we will turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章，我们读二十到二十九节。
We will read verse 20 through 29.
第二十到二十九节，我们这一次呢， 中英文都一起念。
Shall we read in Chinese and English together?
第二十节来。
Verse 20.
那时摩西生下来俊美非凡，在他父亲家里抚养了三个月，他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿辞了去养为自己的儿子。摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。到了那里，见他们一个人受冤屈，就护庇他，为那受欺压的人报仇，打死的那埃及人。他以为弟兄必明白，神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。第二天，遇见两个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦，说：“你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？”那欺负邻舍的，把他推开说：“谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像昨天杀那埃及人吗？”摩西听见这话，就逃走了，寄居于米甸，在那里生了两个儿子。好，我们就暂时读到这里。
We'll read to this point.
好不好？再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们带着恭敬的心来读主的话语。
Lord, we bring a heart of reverence to read God's word.
求你借着圣灵，让我们能够明白你的意思。
Please allow us to understand your meaning through the Spirit.
主啊，教导我们如何来亲近你。
Teach us so that we know how to commune with you.
教导我们如何效法摩西。
Teach us so that we can learn from Moses.
能够面对面的与你说话。
And to speak to you face to face.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
把我们讲的、翻译的和听的弟兄姊妹都仰望在你的手中。
For the speaker, translator, and all brothers and sisters who listen, we place us into your hands.
主啊，我们何等需要你。
Lord, we need you.
我们离开你一步，我们什么都不能。
Apart from you, Lord, everything is impossible.
我们求主亲自教导我们。
So Lord, please teach us.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
给我们一个习练通达的心窍。
Give us wisdom and understanding.
能够摸着你的心意。
So that we can understand your purpose.
能够渴慕你。
And to desire you.
能够更多的爱你。
And to love you more.
把以下时间交在主的手中。
We give you the following time.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 我们领事的弟兄已经告诉我们。
The brother who led songs already shared with us.
今天我和弟兄姊妹要交通的一个负担就是生命的交通。
That today my burden to share with brothers and sisters is the life of communion.
我想弟兄姊妹都已经很清楚。
Now you may be very clear already.
从今年开头以来。
From the beginning of this year.
孙立兄把我们整个聚会的中心点摆在生命这个点上。
Brother Sun has brought the focal point of this meeting upon life.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹心中都有同感。
And I believe that many brothers and sisters, we have the same feeling.
我们感觉这是圣灵给我们的一个提醒。
Now this is a reminder from the Holy Spirit.
因为主来地上的目的是要叫我们得生命。
Because the purpose of the Lord coming to earth is for us to gain life.
并且得得更丰盛。
And life more abundant.
并且这个生命在地上乃是要为他做见证。
And this life on earth is to testify for him.
可是在各地的弟兄姊妹
However, brothers and sisters in many places,
都有同样的感觉。
They have the same feeling.
就是我们听了许多的道。
That we have heard many preaching.
但是我们没有多少的见证可以来荣耀神。
Except that we don't have much testimony to give glory to Him.
因此，无论是我们这里，无论是外地弟兄姊妹。
And so, whether we are here locally or in other places,
都有同样一个呼声。
We have the same cry.
就是要回到生命的操练。
That is, we need to go back to the exercise of life.
回到灵的操练。
To back to the exercise of the spirit.
特别是主回来的日子真的是非常非常的临近。
Especially since the return of the Lord is so near.
我们所要预备的是什么呢？
So what are we trying to prepare for?
我们没有办法用外面的热心、外面的工作来代替生命。
We cannot substitute life with outward works.
也那些都是外表的。
Because all those are just outward.
的确，我们如果为主殷勤，为主劳苦，他也赏赐。
So yes, even if we do toil for the Lord, He will bless us.
可是那些劳苦 那些殷勤不一定跟生命的成长有关系。
Except that outward toiling may not have anything to do with the growth of life.
所以，若我们是在生命里边
，So if we are in life，
那我们劳苦，我们殷勤，就带进生命的果效。
And if we work hard and toil, then it will have a good result.
因为主来了，不仅叫我们能够得生命，不要灭亡。
Because the Lord came for us to gain life and not to perish.
更是要我们得丰盛的生命，能够被磨成他自己的形象。
So that we can have life more abundant and be molded into His image.
所以我们上次听见江弟兄来的时候跟我们交通过。
And so previously, when Brother Stephen Kong came and shared with us,
已经两个多月了。
It's already been more than 2 months.
让我们呢要来操练。操练灵。
We are to exercise our spirit.
我们不仅要进基督的学校。
Not only to enter into the school of Christ.
我们也要进基督的健身房。
But also to enter into His testimony.
我们不仅要听见神的话语，得着这许多的真理，做我们的灵粮之事。
Not only are we to listen and to hear of the truth so that it could be wisdom and food for us.
我们更要进到健身房里面去，把我们所听的、所吃的能够拿来操练。
But we need to exercise all the things that we hear and that we consume.
我们知道我们身体的生命要吃喝也要操练。
Now our physical life, not only do we eat and drink, but we need to exercise.
今天美国有一个非常大的问题。
Now there's a great problem here in America.
就是肥胖的问题。
And that is the problem of obesity.
他们那次这个一个重要的会议里边讲说。
Now in a very important meeting, they said this.
这是美国的这个一个战争。
This is a great battle here in America.
这是一个美国整个政策上面一个为严重的一个问题。
It's a very serious problem in all of America.
如何来对付这个美国人肥胖的问题？
How do we address the problem of obesity in America?
这包括我们在内啊。
And so yes, this also speaks to us.
我们都住在这里。
Because we live here in America.
如果他们调查肥胖的话呢，我们也有份。
And so if they are to do a survey of those who are overweight, yes, we have a part as well.
所以如果肉身的生命只有吃，没有操练，会造成严重的问题，变成一个国家的问题。
And so if we eat and do not exercise, it becomes this great problem and a problem for the entire nation.
那么属灵的生命也是一样。
The same with our spiritual life.
生命的原则是相同的。
It is the same principle with our spiritual life.
我们不能够光听，头脑一直大。
You cannot just keep listening and then your head becomes big.
但是呢，我们该来应用的手和脚呢，却很细小。
So then when it comes to actually using it, our legs are very small and thin.
属灵的操练保罗跟我们说呢，是比身体的操练更重要的。
Now spiritual training, Paul tells us, is more important than the training of our physical bodies.
保罗在提摩太前书第四章这样说。
Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
操练身体益处还少。
Exercise of the body is of little gain.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But there is great gain for those who exercise in the spiritual matters.
因有今生和来生的应许。
Because then there is the promise of life.
所以我们知道身体要操练。
So we know that we need to exercise our bodies.
好叫我们这几十年在地上的时候不至于被病残累，不至于没有办法服侍神，反倒要人来服侍我们。
So that in the few decades that God has given us, we may be able to serve people with our bodies and not be laden down with illness and sicknesses.
但是保罗说这个益处还少。
But then Paul also tells us that the benefit of this is actually very little.
是怎么说的呢？
How can he say this?
但是跟属灵操练的益处相比。
Because he's comparing it with the spiritual gain.
今天我们知道很多人他们非常注重身体的操练。
Now we know that many people they really care for exercise of the body.
大概没有一个时代像我们这个时代有这么多健身房。
Now it probably isn't like a time like this where we find that there's so many gyms everywhere.
很多人都在那里跑，都在那里操。
Many people are exercising and training.
我不知道我们弟兄姊妹们，我们对身体有没有在操练
？I don't know, brothers and sisters. Are you physically? Are you exercising?
我越过越感觉到需要运动。
More and more, I feel like I do need to exercise.
要不然容易疲劳。
Otherwise, it's very easy for me to be tired and easy for me to gain weight.
好像看起来我瘦瘦的。
And it may look like that I'm very skinny.
但是有一天我发现呢，我的这个这边也有小轮胎。
But then one day I realized that I have a tire around my waist.
所以我那天开始了，我就知道我不能够晚上吃东西。
And so from that point on, I realized I should not eat when it's too late at night.
我少吃那些会胖的东西。
I need to eat less of the things that cause me to gain weight.
不是为了好看。
Not just so that, not to look good.
更是为了健康。
But for health.
因为，那么告诉我们说啊，我们这个地方中厚呢是造成问题最大的主因。
Because your girth around your waist is one of the greatest predictors of whether or not you're healthy or not.
全身上下不通畅。
Because otherwise, you're not balanced.
所以虽然益处还少。
So even though there's a little profit.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们还是要操练。
But yes, you still need to exercise.
年轻人呢、啊，可以剧烈操练。
And so yes, young people do exercise.
那个中年以上的呢，我们就缓和的操练。
And also the same for those who are of middle age.
我们需要有一个健康的身体来服侍主。
We need to have a healthy body to serve the Lord.
属灵操练就更重要。
But it's more important to have spiritual training.
所以有今生和来生的应许。
Because there's promise for the present life and the life to come.
所以它的益处不仅仅是为了今生。
And so the benefit, the profit is not just for the present life.
而且能够带进永世。
But to bring us into eternity.
这个操练有永恒的价值。
Now this training has spiritual value.
如果我们不操练，
If you do not train,
我们就不可能长大。
Then you cannot grow.
我们会一直做婴孩。
You will always be an infant.
我们会一直在属灵上很软弱。
You will always be very weak spiritually.
我们会一直叹息说，为什么圣经那么多的应许，传道的人说的那么的美好，可是在我这边呢，却都没有尝到。
Otherwise, we will sigh and we say, God has so many promises and He has so many good things for all of us, but yet we cannot taste it.
那么操练敬虔是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to have good training and exercise?
敬虔简单的说就是向神。
Now to have training and to be pious means to be like God.
向神不是变成神。
Now to be like God is not to be God.
而是说我们是人，可是有神的性格。
But as man, we have the character of God.
因为我们有神的生命。
Now because we have His life.
当我们重生得救的时候。
Now after you have been born again.
神把这个生命给我们。
God has given us this life.
它是什么意思？
What does that mean?
它就是要我们从那以后开始过神那样的生活。
It means from that point on, we are to live a life that is just like God.
也许我们在思想上通不过。
Perhaps in our thoughts, it's difficult to understand.
我们说神啊，这是不可能的。
You may say, God, this is impossible.
我们读圣经。
When we read the Bible.
无论是主耶稣的话，使徒们的话。
Whether they are the words of Christ or of the apostles.
我们都会有一个叹息。
We may always sigh.
说除了主耶稣之外，神能够活出这些生活。
Apart from the Lord Jesus Himself, how is it that we can live this type of life?
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这句话是对的。
This phrase is true.
除了主耶稣之外，没有人可以活出神的生活。
Yes, apart from the Lord Jesus, no one else can live out God's life.
但是我们不能停在这里。
But we cannot just stop there.
因为神的心意就是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Because God's heart is that we would be molded into the image of His Son.
如果我们肯听他的话，
If we are willing to obey Him.
如果我们的信心能够跟他的话调和，
If our faith may be united together with His words.
如果我们听了他的话之后，肯进到属灵的健身房里面去操练我们的生命。
And after we listen to His words, we are able to exercise and go into His gym and exercise His life.
那我们在今天在地上真的能够活出神那样的生活。
Then today we can live out the life of God.
所以我们的弟兄，年长的弟兄告诉我们说，
So our elderly brother, he tells us,
这个敬虔的操练，
This spiritual training,
乃是灵的操练，
is a training of the spirit.
我们刚才讲到身体，
Now we just spoke of the body.
我们知道我们也有魂，
Yes, we know we have a soul as well.
我们都知道在学校里面他们一直操练我们的魂。
And yes, at school we are always exercising our soul.
因为魂里面有个心思。
Because in the soul there is a mind.
把我们心思操练得非常的敏锐。
Our mind is to be well trained.
心思非常的细密。
And so our mind is very detailed.
所以你可以去做各种的研究。
So you can analyze many things.
我们地上也有情感的操练。
And yes, we also have exercise of our emotions and of our will.
但属灵操练不在这个范围。
But spiritual training is not in that realm.
那些东西的操练没有办法带进永恒。
The training of those things cannot bring you into eternity.
只有属灵的操练是跟永远发生关系。
Spiritual training has to do with eternity.
我们弟兄告诉我们说，因为灵看不见。
Now our brother tells us that you cannot see the spirit.
我们觉得操练身体比较简单。
We see that, do you think that it's easier to train the body?
如果这手没有力气，那我就去拿哑铃来操练呢。
Now if I do not have strength in this hand, I will pick up a dumbbell and work out.
脚没有力气，那我就是弄个 弄个橡皮筋来拉呀。
Now, if I do not have strength in my legs, perhaps I'll just use a rubber band and pull.
那这个灵看不见，摸不着，怎么操练它呢？
And so my spirit, since I cannot see it and cannot touch it, how do I exercise it?
我不知道从江弟兄讲完之后，我们多少弟兄姊妹开始在那操练那灵三方面的功能。
And so after our brother Kong shared with us, I don't know how many of us began to exercise our spirit.
啊，如果我们还没有开始
，If we have not yet begun，
我要请弟兄姊妹们呢、啊。今天要开始。
I want to ask brothers and sisters to start today.
我们在录音室那里啊，有那个 CD， 有12卷信息。
In the AV room, we have the CD. There's 12 messages.
我们连长的弟兄，他细细的跟我们讲属灵操练的各方各面。
Our elderly brother has gone into great detail about the spiritual training.
我们可以在那里边学习弟兄怎么样成长到今天的身量。
And there we can learn how to grow in our daily lives.
摩西被神训练到一个地步。
Now Moses was trained by God to such a point.
他和神是面对面能够说话。
That he was able to speak to God face to face.
面对面能够交通。
And to talk with him face to face.
过去我们可能都是比较注重摩西在侍奉上面所给我们看见的榜样。
Perhaps we may pay more attention to the example that Moses gives us when he was serving.
他怎么样拿那个杖？在埃及行十大神迹。
How he raised up his staff and he performed 12 miracles in Egypt.
怎么拿那个杖把红海给分开，让以色列人能够走干地过去。
With his staff, he was able to separate the Red Sea to allow the people to cross.
在旷野里面怎么样带领几百万的百姓，在不可能的情况中间，在那里繁衍生长，要带进迦南。
In the wilderness, he was able to bring hundreds of thousands of people through the wilderness.
但是我们还不太注意他为什么能够这样被神大用。
But perhaps we have not paid attention to why he was able to be so greatly used by God.
他所写下的摩西五经。
Now in the five, in the Pentateuch,
成为整本圣经的根基。
It is a foundation for the entire Bible.
他的侍奉成为所有侍奉之人的榜样。
He is the example for all those who serve.
但是如果我们再来看一下。
But if you are to take a closer look,
他整个被神用的根基。
The foundation for him to be able to be used by God.
就是我们刚才在出埃及记所读的那句话。
Is what we read in Exodus.
摩西是面对面的与神说话。
He is a man who spoke to God face to face.
好像人和朋友说话那样。
Just as a man speaks to his friend.
然后才有《生命记》里面第34章所讲到的摩西他所做那一切伟大的工作。
And then we see that God, Moses was able to do all those great works.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
帮我们来学习。
May we also learn.
我们在灵里面来操练他。
And to exercise in our spirits.
为了有一些比较年轻的弟兄姊妹。
So for some of the younger brothers and sisters.
我把灵的三方面的操练前面两个也稍微讲一点点。
I want to share just a little bit about the first two parts in exercising of the spirit.
因为虽然我们讲功用的时候是三方面。
Because yes, in terms of function, there are three aspects.
但它却是一个灵。
But it is one spirit.
啊，彼此是互相啊关联的。
And those are things which are all, they're all related to each other.
所以灵的第一功用是良心。
So the first function of the spirit is a conscience.
那我们需要操练良心。
We need to exercise our conscience.
这可能是最外围的功用。
Perhaps this is the most outermost function.
因为良心乃是让我们来分辨是非。
Because the conscience will allow us to differentiate between right and wrong.
良心使我们能够知道什么是神所喜悦的，什么是神所恨恶的。
The conscience allows us to know what is it that pleases God and what God hates.
当良心被操练的时候
When the conscience is trained,
它对罪能够敏感
It will have a feeling towards sin.
它会发动我们灵的力量来对付罪
It will be able to deal with sin.
使我们能够良心无愧
So that our conscience will not be dulled.
良心无愧带来了什么结果呢
And so if our conscience is seared, then what is that result? If it is functioning, then our faith is established.
虽然这是一个外围的功用
Even though this is an outermost function,
但却是我们一个保命的功用
But it is one that protects us.
为什么呢
Why?
因为我们基督徒整个的生命从信心开始。
Because the life of a Christian begins from faith.
信心，圣经说我们是因信称义。
The Bible tells us that we are justified through faith.
简单的说
，Simply
put, 因信得生命。
That through faith we gain life.
而且我们是本于信，以至于信，直到终点。
And then we attain to the goal through faith.
所以如果信心 不坚固。
And so if your faith is not established,
如果信心软弱了，
if your faith is weak,
那我们的属灵生命肯定软弱。
Then our spiritual life will indeed be weak.
所以良心一旦有亏，
so our conscience must be built up.
信心就跟着失落。
And then if it's not built up, our faith will be weak.
信心一旦失落，
if faith is weak,
我们属灵生命一定软弱。
Then our spiritual life will also be weak.
我们肯定过一个失败的生活。
Then you will live a life of failure.
我们就没有得胜的盼望。
And then you will not have the hope of victory.
并且我们对付这个问题。
And so if you are to deal with this,
不光是害怕我们自己生命软弱了。
Not only are we then, do we not want our lives to be weak?
不光是担心罪所带来的刑罚。
And to worry about the punishment that sin brings.
应该是更害怕伤我们父亲的心。
But then we will worry about whether or not we harm the heart of our father.
我想任何一个孝顺父母的孩子。
Now any child who is obedient to their parents,
当他有一个错误的举动，
As soon as they have, they do something wrong,
伤了他父母的心的时候,
and hurts the heart of their parents,
啊，应该是最难过的时候。
It should be the time when they are the most sorrowful.
有一次，荣耀在读初中的时候。
When Daniel was still in middle school,
他早晨跟妈妈讲说他想要吃葱油饼。
One morning he said to his mother he wanted to have green onion pancakes.
然后妈妈就去做。
And so his mother went and made it.
结果做完以后呢，他嘟着嘴巴就走了。
And after he filled his mouth, he just left.
因为他要的跟妈妈做的没有相配。
Because what he actually wanted and what his mother made did not match.
他走了，留下一个伤心的母亲。
And so after he left, his mother was very sorrowful.
那天很难过。
And that day, she was very sad.
但是到傍晚的时候。
But then that night,
因为发现。餐桌上面放了十二朵水仙。
But then that night, Sister Deborah, she found 12 flowers. Lily flowers.
啊，英美以为是我送的。
And at first, Sister Deborah thought it was me that had given it to her.
等到后来，那个我们都聚在一起的时候。
But then later, when we all gathered together,
才发现呢，是荣耀送的。
That we found out that it was actually Daniel.
因为他觉得伤了妈妈的心。
Because he realized that he had hurt his mother.
他自己也非常难过。
And then it made him very sad.
但他控制不了自己的脾气。
But then he couldn't control his own emotions.
那我想起我小时候也是这样。
And then I thought of how I was the same when I was young.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能很多时候都看见了我们的影子出现在孩子的身上。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes you may see your own shadow in your own children.
如果孩子让我们伤心的时候，你也不要太伤心。
And so if your children cause you to be sad, don't be too sad yourself.
他得到你的遗传。
Because they take after you.
但是我们有希望。
But then we all have hope.
因为孩子得救了。
Because when our children are saved,
神的生命在他里头。
And God's life is in them.
圣灵自然会教导他怎样来做。
Then naturally the Holy Spirit will teach them what to do.
所以那十二朵花就在英美破涕为笑。
So those 12 lilies caused my wife to be very happy.
所以我们不犯罪应该是更为了不让父亲伤心。
So when we do not sin, we prevent our Heavenly Father's heart from being hurt.
我们要一直的操练良心。
We need to exercise our conscience.
从最细小的事情上面来操练它。
From the most detailed matters to be trained in it.
我们要肯跟人道歉。
Be willing to apologize.
肯向神认罪。
And to repent to the Father.
这样我们就能够常常保持良心在正常的状况。
So that we can maintain a very normal state in our conscience.
让怎么样请我们记得。
So brothers and sisters remember.
无愧的良心才叫我们的生命才叫我们的生活能够稳定。
A clear conscience will allow our life and our daily living to be balanced.
那么第二个是操练直觉。
Next is that we need to exercise our
emotions. 直觉就是一个功用。
Now our intuition is also a function.
它能够从神那里得着直接的启示。
It is able to receive direct revelation from God.
我们的头脑是需要从人的教导来得知识。
Our mind, we need to gain knowledge through the teaching of other people.
但是我们灵的直觉呢，可以从神那里不透过人的教导直接得启示。
But the intuition in our spirit can, without receiving words from man, we are able to learn directly from God.
这个我们都已经经历过。
Now this we have all experienced.
比如说我们从不相信有神。
From the point where we do not believe that there is a God.
到相信神存在。
To a point where we acknowledge God's existence.
从相信很多的偶像，到后来相信独一的真神，我们的主耶稣基督。
From believing in many idols to the point of believing that there is only one Lord Jesus.
这个点是没有人能够说服我们的。
This is perhaps a point where nobody could persuade us.
但是圣灵透过我们的直觉告诉你。
But the Holy Spirit, through our intuition, is able to speak to us that there is a God.
他就是那一位神。
That he is the only God.
如果是人说服我们。
If man persuades us,
不稳固的。
Then it is not
有可能改变。
Very firm. It may change.
如果是直接启示来的。
If it is through direct revelation,
人家就没有办法动摇我们。
Then nobody is able to shake us.
所以当我们属灵眼睛被打开。
So when our spiritual eyes are opened,
我们就第一次使用我们的直觉。
It is the first time we actually use our intuition to know God.
那此后神就要让我们明白他的旨意。
And then we can come to know his will.
那我们晓得神的旨意就是基督。
And we know his will is Christ.
就是他的儿子。
And that is his son.
那很多时候我们觉得好像我们明白这个是困难的。
Now, sometimes we may feel to understand this is very difficult.
弟兄姊妹们，这感觉是错的。
Brothers and sisters, this feeling is wrong.
如果有人这样告诉我们，那也是我们也是受欺的。
Now, if somebody tells you this, then perhaps you are also being lied to.
因为神明告诉我们。
Because God has told us.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们心里。
He is willing to reveal his son in our hearts.
人会说谎话。
Man will lie.
神从不说谎话。
But God will never lie.
这本圣经被宣告是真理。
The entire Bible is proclaimed as truth.
是它每一句话都是可信的。
Every single phrase is believable.
最近我跟一位弟兄有点交通。
Now recently I had some sharing with a brother.
这弟兄已经侍奉主很多很多年了。
This brother has served the Lord for many, many years.
他告诉我。
He tells us.
他说阅读圣经。
That the more I read the Bible.
越感觉到圣经的奇妙。
The more I feel, the Bible is amazing.
因为那里面的真理真的是无懈可击。
Because the truth there is so incredibly. There is no conflict in it.
没有办法找出它的破绽。
You cannot find any holes.
越懂圣经的人就越这样的说。
The more the people who know more and more of the Bible, they say the same.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们相信神的话。
We need to believe His word.
神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们心里。
That God is willing to reveal His son in our hearts.
如果我们没有办法明白神的旨意。
Now if we are unable to understand His will.
觉得总是模糊不清。
And feel that it's always very muddy.
觉得是高不可及。
And that it's way too high for us.
那不是因为别的。
It's then for no other reason.
弟兄姊妹，不是因为你比人别人不聪明。
It's not because you're not smarter than you.
不是因为你在
smart.
不是因为你在地上的教育还不够。
Or that you're not well educated.
那是我们没有多多的操练我们的直觉。
But it may be that you have not exercised your intuition.
或者是说我们整个灵的光景在一个蒙蔽的状态。
Or that your entire spirit is blind.
而是我们的灵是被魂辖制着。你大部分都在用你的魂去分析神的话，而不是用你的灵来接受他的启示。
Or that your spirit is being bound by your soul, and your soul is not allowing your spirit to come to understand God.
所以我们要向神求。
And so we need to ask the Lord.
让我们来操练这个直觉。
So that we can exercise this intuition.
我们相信神乐意启示我们。
We believe that God is willing to reveal to us.
第三个我们要讲到操练交通。
And then we want to talk about exercising communion.
交通就是我们与神之间这样的说话，这样的来往。
Now communion has to do with our fellowship talking to God.
在新约里面最宝贵的启示就是神是我们的父亲。
Now one of the greatest, most precious revelation in the New Testament is that God is our Heavenly Father.
这是犹太人他们在旧约中间所没有办法享受的。
This is something that the Jews in the Old Testament they could not enjoy.
但是当我们信主耶稣得着一个新的灵的时候。
But now, through Jesus, now that we have a new spirit.
神就立刻差遣圣灵来住在这个新的灵里头。
God has now sent the spirit to live in our hearts.
罗马书就告诉我们说，圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
Now in Romans it tells us that the Spirit together with our spirit confirms that we are His children.
我们不是雇工。
Now we are not just hired servants.
我们乃是儿女。
But we are children.
我们地上的父母如何喜欢跟他生的孩子有交通？
Parents like to have fellowship. They like to talk with their children.
那我们的天父更是渴望能够跟我们有交通。
Our heavenly Father, same, likewise, He likes to speak with us.
我记得我们刚得着第一个孩子的时候。
I remember as I had my first child.
其实孩子根本还不会跟我们有什么沟通。
This child could not communicate with us.
但是我们就要想去逗他笑。
But we wanted him to smile.
啊，他如果随便发个声音的话，我们都以为他在说什么。
Now, anytime he made a noise, we would think that he was saying something.
那有一天，当他会叫爸爸。妈妈的时候
and one day when he was able to say dad and mom,
那是更是父母亲心中的快乐
it was the joy of his parents' hearts.
因为带孩子不容易的
because it's difficult to raise children.
我常常说呢，这个带孩子最容易的时候就是还在母亲肚子的时候
Oftentimes I say that the easiest time to raise children is when they are still in their mother's womb.
我们有时候想说，哎呀，赶快把他生下来就好了。待在这里好辛苦。
Oftentimes we think, oh, as soon as they're born, then it's much better because it's so difficult to raise them in the womb.
其实真正的辛苦是从生下来以后。
But then the true difficulty begins after they are born.
我知道好多第一次做父母的啦，那孩子从医院抱回家的那天晚上呢，大概都没有睡好。
Now I know for many of those who just had their children, had their infants, the very first night they came home from the hospital, that night they probably did not sleep well.
尿片啊奶瓶啊生病的照顾啊很多很多的劳苦
And then diapers and bottles, there's just a lot of work.
但是当孩子会叫爸爸妈妈的时候
But as soon as the child is able to say dad or mom,
这些辛苦都忘记了
Then all the difficulties are forgotten.
满心快乐
Because your heart is so full of joy.
孩子会跟我们讲一些对话的时候哎那真是快乐
And as soon as the child can have dialogue with you, then our hearts are truly happy.
但是地上的情形常常是不能够叫人满意的。
But oftentimes the condition on earth does not satisfy our hearts.
有一次看到一个外婆啊，写了一篇文章。
One time I saw an article written by a grandmother.
她呢帮这个女儿照顾一个小孙子。
She was helping her daughter take care of the grandchild.
哎呀，她真是爱这个孙子。
She really loved her grandchild.
白天呢给这个孙子的爷爷奶奶带。
And in theEarlier in the day, the other set of grandparents would watch the child. And at night, she would watch the child. Why is that?
因为晚上的时候啊，她可以睡在这个孙子旁边。
Because so then at night, she would sleep next to her child.
而且她常常是整夜不睡的。
And so oftentimes, she would not sleep.
就一直看着这个孙子。
She would be watching the child.
哎呀，她说的，从眼睛到鼻子到嘴巴，没有一样不美的。
From eyes to nose to mouth, every single feature is beautiful.
哎呀，真的爱到心里去了。
And she would love the child dearly.
爱到一个地步啊，有一天她说，因为她是睡白天啊。所以呢，傍晚的时候，她一醒来啊，看见孙子没有在床边。
And so, because she would rest at night, during the daytime, if she would wake up and not see the grandchild next to her.
哎呀，她起床啊，到处找。
When she wake up, she would go and look.
那个床底下呀，什么厕所间呐、啊，到处找都找不到孩子。
She would look under the bed and in the bathroom and try to find the child.
后来才回过神来说，哦，原来是傍晚，不是是早晨。
And then she would remember, oh yeah, that's right. She watches the child at night and not during the day.
啊、哦，这个孩子就是这样一直抱，一直抱。
And then she would carry the child.
可是等到有一天
，until one day，
她就开始发现，她不再能够像这样的跟这个孙子亲近了。
That she was no longer able to be so close with this child.
她的父母亲给她安排了很多很多的学习。
The parents arranged lots of classes.
这个班那个班。
This class to go to, that class.
这个 club, 那个 club.
This club to go to and that other club.
她跟孙子见面就越来越少了。
And then she wasn't able to meet the child as much.
然后小时候教她的中文呢，就渐渐忘记了。
And then the Chinese that she taught the child, slowly the child would forget.
差不多就只会讲英文了。
And then could only speak English.
所以她每次见到的话，大概就是说，叫一声外婆。
And then the child would only be able to call out grandma, 外婆。
啊，然后就没有什么话说了。
And then nothing else to say.
那后来呢？他开始爱那些电动玩游戏了。
And then the child started to like to play games.
他几乎连叫外婆都懒得叫了。
And then the child wouldn't even call out for his grandmother.
有时候是他的妈妈呢，就是跟他讲说你要叫要叫，他才勉强叫一声，好像也听不太清楚的外婆。
And so the mother would remind the child, "You need to call your grandmother." And then there would be times when there was barely any sound.
所以他这个文章的题目叫做说，什么？好像是就是舍不得他长大。
And so the title of this article was Reluctance to Let the Child Grow.
我看到这篇文章。
When I saw this article,
我想到我们天上父亲的感觉。
I thought of the feeling of my Heavenly Father.
因为当他造人的时候。
Because when he created man,
他把灵造给我们。
He gave us a spirit.
这个灵最重要的功用就是交通。
The greatest function of the spirit is communion.
交通乃是灵最重要最基本的功用。
Communion is one of the most basic and fundamental functions of the spirit.
这个交通可以带给我们一个新鲜活泼的灵。
This communion can bring us a lively and fresh spirit.
这个交通让我们能够使直觉、使良心都能够新鲜活泼。
This communion can allow our spirit to have a good conscience and a well intuition.
但是神有千千万万的儿女。
Now God has tens of thousands of children.
却找不着多少愿意花时间和他独处、和他交通的。
But he's unable to find those who are willing to spend time with him to talk to him.
当主耶稣在地上的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth.
他为我们上十字架。
He went up to the cross for us.
他为我们的罪独自担当、独自行走。
He by himself bore our sins and walked for us.
他下到阴间、下到地狱里面去三天三夜。
He went down to the depths of hell for 3 days and 3 nights.
这些东西、这些事情，我们的确都不能够陪他同走。
Now all of these things, we could not go with him.
但是当他从死里复活之后
，But after he resurrected from the dead,
当他用圣灵重生了我们之后
，And when he had, when we were all born again through the Holy Spirit,
而且借着圣灵来住在我们里面。
Now through the Holy Spirit, he's now able to dwell in our hearts.
从那以后，他不应当再是孤单的。
And from then on out, he should not be lonely.
他应该得着多少的儿女，就有多少的人跟他交通。
As many children that he gains, he should have that many to have communion with.
但是我们都太忙。
But we're all too busy.
我们也被许多事物缠住。
We're all bound by so many matters.
很多的捆绑。
Lots of bondages.
我们不能够与我们的神有交通。
So that we're not able to have communion with our God.
但是神的希望是什么？
But God's hope.
是从我们呼叫阿爸父那天开始。
Is so that from the day that we call him Abba Father.
我们能够不间断的时时刻刻与他有交通。
That we would never stop and every single moment have communion with him.
因为主耶稣为我们开了这条路。
Because our Lord Jesus has opened up this way for us.
被称为一条又新又活的路。
It is a new and living way.
是直通到幔内。
It is a straight way into the Holy of Holies.
他就是要达到会幕。或者是圣殿里面的至圣所。
It is the most inner place, the holy of holies in the temple.
这是我们的特权。
Now this is our privilege.
这是我们的福气。
It is our blessing.
但我们很多时候都放弃了这个特权。
Except so often we put down, we let go of this privilege.
所以今天和弟兄姊妹们交通关于生命的交通这件事情。
So together, as we share on the matters of life,
我们盼望我们大家一起勉励。
I hope that we can mutually edify and encourage one another.
我们不因为手中的事物忙碌不和他交通。
That just because we're so busy that we would not come together and have communion.
也不需要为了属灵的侍奉而不能够跟他交通。
And because of all the many spiritual services that we would not have communion with him.
关于交通我稍微讲几个点。
And so regarding communion, I have several points.
第一个说他的条件有两个。
So there are two requirements.
要交通这双方必须在性质上是一样的。
So,The first point is that in order to have communion, the nature of the two must be the same.
那么因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以我们也必须用灵来和他交通。
So we also need to use our spirits to communion with him.
我们不能用身体来跟灵交通。
We cannot use our bodies to fellowship and communion with him.
我们不能用头脑来跟神的灵交通。
We cannot use our mind to fellowship with his spirit.
所以我们必须知道灵才是我们跟神交通的。这个器官。
So our spirit is that which we use to commune with God.
第二个呢，不仅要有灵，而且呢，灵的光景要正常。
Secondly, our spirit not only to use our spirit, but our spirit's condition must be normal.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
他只能在光中和我们交通。
He can only have communion with us in light.
任何处在黑暗的情况里头。
Anything that is in darkness,
都立刻叫这个交通中断。
Will cause this communion to break.
所以刚才我们前面讲到的良心的操练就很重要。
So previously, when we spoke of the training of the conscience, it's very important.
一旦我们沾到了罪，
especially if there's any sin.
我们第一个反应一定是不敢见神。
The very first reaction when we sin is that we are afraid to meet God.
不敢祷告。
We are afraid to pray.
不敢读圣经。
We're afraid to read the Bible.
所以我们需要有一个正常的灵才可以跟神交通。
So we need to have a very normal spirit in order to commune with God.
那么现在我们来讲一点关于摩西他在前面四十年的一点学习。
Next, I want to share a little bit of some of the learning that Moses had before he was 40 years old.
我们晓得当摩西出生的时候。
Now we know that when Moses was born,
那是一个非常严峻的一个时代。
It was a very difficult time.
因为法老向全国百姓宣布。
Because Pharaoh spoke to all the people.
凡是以色列人家中生的男孩子，一律都要杀死。
Any male child that is born to a Jewish family must be killed.
只存留女孩的性命。
Only they were to only remain the to allow their daughters to remain alive.
这个命令意味着什么呢？
Now what is the meaning of this proclamation?
就是摩西是必死的。
And so that is so that Moses must die.
这个情形跟我们还没得救的时候是一样。
This is the same condition that we are in before we are saved.
我们在还没有信主得救以前。
Before we are saved.
也是必死的。
Yes, we also must die.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他的恩典。在基督耶稣里让我们得着永生。
His grace in the Lord Jesus allows us to have new life.
我们脱离了死亡的威胁。
That we can now be set free from the wages of sin and death.
那么摩西一生下来呢很俊美。
Now after Moses was born, it was beautiful.
啊，这个俊美呢我们也可以引用到我们的属灵生命上。
Now this beauty, we can also use it in our spiritual lives.
因为当罪玷污了人之后。
Because after sin has tainted man,
在神眼中看人都死了。
Now in the eyes of God, all men are dead.
那么死的人不可能是俊美的。
Now all dead people, they cannot be beautiful.
但是当我们得着新生命的时候。
But as soon as we have received new life.
神看我们是看见主耶稣。
Now when the Lord Jesus sees us, now when God sees us, He sees the Lord Jesus.
这个生命真的是俊美非凡。
And this life is beautiful.
所以他的父母亲看见这个孩子就爱他。
And so,this set of parents, they saw their child and they loved him.
舍不得把他交出去让人杀了。
And they were not willing to let him go and be killed.
但是藏了三个月之后就不能再藏了。
But after they hid him for 3 months, they could no longer hide him.
主给摩西的母亲一个智慧。
And so the Lord gave Moses' mother some wisdom.
他就把他放在一个蒲草箱里头。
And put him in a weed basket.
然后就把他放到尼罗河。
And put him in the river.
然后神就安排了法老的女儿来看见这个孩子并且爱他把他收养为自己的儿子。
And so Pharaoh's daughter came and saw him and loved him and took him in as her own.
那么在这个之前
And so even before this,
在摩西离开他母亲之前
before Moses left his mother,
还有当法老的女儿把他收到然后再交给摩西的母亲来喂奶来抚养他长大的时候
When Moses' sister was able to take him from Pharaoh's daughter and then bring him back to his own mother
摩西的母亲得到了最好的机会
Moses' mother received the best opportunity
她抓住这个很短的机会好好的教育摩西
She grabbed on to this amount of time to really teach Moses
摩西的母亲把亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神告诉摩西。
Moses' mother taught him about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
告诉他，埃及的神不是你的神。
And told him that the God of Egypt is not your God.
你的神是耶和华。
Your God is Jehovah.
你的同胞是那些在做奴隶的这些犹太人。
Your people are the people who are slaves.
这非常非常的要紧。
And this was so important.
所以我们亲爱的姊妹们
And so, dear sisters,
主给我们给姊妹们一个特权
God has given you a privilege
不但有十个月可以怀着这个孩子可以天天跟他讲话
Not only for about 10 months are you able to bear the child in your womb and speak to him
还有那几个月到可能一年多哺乳的机会
But also in the first month of nurturing the child
在孩子在你身边的时候
While the child is still with you
你要多多地把神告诉他
Tell the child about God
你要在他里面种下那个生命的种子
Plant the seeds of life
使他到老都不要偏离
So that when they are old they will not depart from it
记得以前英美喂孩子的时候
I remember when Sister Deborah was feeding her children.
跟孩子有一个约定。
She would have this appointment with the kids.
当然孩子刚开始不懂。
And at first the kids did not understand.
但后来他就懂了。
But later they did.
就是呢，没有先谢饭，谢奶，不可以，不可以吃。
That if you did not give thanks, you cannot eat.
所以他就用那个台语啊，那个最简单的祷告带他们孩子。
So with the simplest prayer in Taiwanese, they would pray together.
我念给大家听啊。
And so I'll say it to everyone.
我先念台语啊。
I'll say it first in Taiwanese.
他就说：天父极大个主庇，感谢你赐我食物，世间万人的勇气，祝听谈阮永无离。阿门。然后就可以吃奶了。
And after they said this prayer, then they could eat.
我翻译一下啊。
I'll translate it.
四句话。第一句话说呢，天父极大又慈悲。
The Heavenly Father
is great
and merciful.
感谢你赐给我饮食。
Thank you for giving me food.
世间万人你养育。
There are many.
All
people are fed by you.
主疼爱，主疼爱永不止息。
But His love never ceases.
就这样四句话。
Just these four phrases.
所以后来有一天孩子们大一点的时候，我们叫他们祷告。
And so one day when the children were a little older, we asked them to pray.
他就把他吃奶的这个四句话就祷告出来了。
They were able to say these four phrases while they were still before they were weaned from their mother.
我们要把圣经读给他们。
We need to read the Bible to our children.
把主耶稣在我们家里面的恩典多多的告诉他们。
And so the grace that the Lord has given to us, we need to tell the kids about it.
在他们还没有被世界洗脑，还没有被世界改变之前。
Before they are changed and brainwashed by the world.
要让主耶稣在他们里面是一个不可动摇的一个印象。
That we need to give them the impression of the Lord Jesus that is unshakable.
后来摩西就把摩西断了奶了。
And then after Moses was weaned,
那他母亲就必须把孩子送回到法老女儿那里，在王宫里面来长大。
Moses' mother had to allow Moses to go and live in Pharaoh's house.
后面三十多年的时间。
And then for about 30 some years,
圣经说摩西学了埃及人一切的学问。
Moses learned all of the learnings of the Egyptians.
说话行事都有才能。
That he was a man strong in word and deed.
根据历史的记载。
And according to history.
摩西是埃及全军的大元帅。
He was a great leader of the Egyptians.
所以他是非常的能干、聪明的一个人。
He was very skilled and very knowledgeable.
但是神在他身上有另外一个旨意。
But God had a different purpose in his life.
更高的旨意。
A higher purpose.
正如同他在我们这些得救的人身上有更高的旨意一样。
Just like how he has a higher purpose for all of us who are saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救不是为这个世界效力的。
Now we are saved not just so that we have followed the ways of this world.
我们是有一份工作需要养生。
That yes, we need to have a career so that we can live.
但是我们的目的不在这个世界。
But our purpose is not in this world.
这不是我们永远的家乡。
This is not our eternal home.
我们应该向往回到神那里去。
We need to think about wanting to go home where our Heavenly Father is.
我们应该渴望我们的生命能够更快地长大，在地上能够为神做一些见证。
We desire for our lives to grow so that on this earth we can bear good testimony.
常常和他有交通。
And to have communion with him often.
来满足我们神的心。
And to satisfy God's heart.
所以圣经就这样记载。
And so the Bible records it in this way.
摩西长大了。
That Moses grew up.
这真是一件非常宝贵的事情。
This is a very precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神天天就渴望我们长大。
The Lord every day desires for us to mature.
在这四十年的时间里头。
In these 40 years.
都是神在那里为摩西安排。
There God was arranging things for Moses.
摩西没有什么多少选择。
Now Moses didn't have much choice.
他所遭遇的一切。
Everything that he encountered.
背后都有天父慈爱的手在那带领。
Behind it was the hands of his loving heavenly father leading him.
他能够不死，也是天父的手保护他。
For him to not die was also the protection of the hands of angels.
正如同你我一样。
Just like for you and me.
但是天父盼望我们长大。
However, the heavenly father still desires for us to mature.
没有长大以前，是天父为我们拣选。
Now, before we mature, the Heavenly Father is choosing for us.
他在千万人中拣选我们。
Out of 10,000s, He has chosen us to be His children.
但长大以后。
So that we can mature and be His.
他要我们来拣选。
He wants us then to choose.
他不再帮你拣选。
Then He will not choose any longer.
既然给我们自由意志。
Then He will give us free will.
他就尊重你的自由意志。
And He will honor your free will.
但是当你拣选他的时候。
But when you choose him,
他的心是何等的快乐。
His heart is so full of joy.
所以这里圣经告诉我们说。
And so here the Bible tells us.
摩西长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿之子。
That Moses grew up and he no longer wanted to be just a son of Pharaoh's daughter.
做法老女儿的儿子。
To be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
继承法老的王位。
Then he would be in the position of being Pharaoh.
做全地最荣耀的一个君王。
To be the greatest king and leader of the entire land.
这是多少埃及这些男人的梦想。
This perhaps may be a dream of so many Egyptians.
但是摩西他已经得着了，他却去拒绝他。
But Moses, even though he had already obtained it, he rejected it.
他说他不肯成为法老女儿之子。
That he was not willing to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
是怎么叫他做的这样的拣选？
How did he choose this?
他说他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
That he chose rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
埃及是一个享乐的世界。
Egypt is a place of pleasure.
王宫是一个罪恶的地方。
The palace was a place full of sin.
摩西在这样的环境里面长大，可以说是非常的险恶。
Now, for Moses to grow up in this environment, you can say it was very wicked.
但因为不伤天父的心。
But in order to not hurt the heart of the Heavenly Father,
他不愿意去享受最终之乐。
He was not willing to enjoy those passing pleasures.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们不可以说我们的环境比摩西更险恶。
You cannot say that our environment is more wicked than that of Moses.
摩西所处的那个地方。
The place that Moses was in.
我们可以想象得到，那些君王的各种的奢华、宴乐、荒淫，你是没有办法逃避的。
That all of the pleasures and all of the riches of the palace, that you cannot escape it.
今天我们的环境的确也是险恶。
Our environment is the same.
但是我们比摩西更有盼望。
But we have more hope than Moses.
因为摩西还不过是在旧约时代的。
Because Moses was living in the time of the Old Testament.
我们今天新约的时代。
Today in the New Testament.
圣灵住在里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
他是我们胜过罪的大元帅。
He is the leader to allow us overcome sin.
我们若是愿意降服给他。
If we are willing to submit to him.
我们就可以得胜。
Then we can be victorious.
这个降服的起点在哪里？
And so where is the victory point?
乃是看见我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
That is for us to see that we have already been crucified with Christ.
你的旧人已经死了。
Your old nature, old man has already been crucified.
我们不需要再做罪的奴隶。
You no longer need to be slaves to sin.
那个蒲草箱就是等于摩西的棺材。
And so that place, that little reed basket was Moses' casket.
摩西的身体就被放在那里。
His body was placed in there.
那是一个死的宣判。
It was a proclamation of death.
我们受浸的时候也是这样。
It is the same for us when we are baptized.
神已经用他的大能把我们带去与基督同死了。
God, through His great power, has already brought us into Christ to die together with Him.
一同埋葬。
And also buried together.
在十多年前。
About several decades ago.
我还在读书的时候。
When I was still studying.
有天晚上我做了一个梦。
One night I had a dream.
我梦见我死了。
I dreamt that I died.
我被放在一个棺材里头。
I was placed in a casket.
我看到我自己。
I saw myself.
那个就是一个没有盼望的情况。
It was a place of no hope.
我看得清清楚楚。
I saw it very clearly.
第二天早晨醒来。
The next day when I woke up.
我不是担心害怕。
I wasn't worried or afraid.
我非常的高兴。
I was actually very happy.
因为我知道主在启示我一件事情。
Because I knew that God was revealing to me.
我的旧人必须死。
That my old man must die.
我才能够侍奉他。
Then can I actually serve him?
所以我就很高兴地跟英美说。
So I very happily say to brothers and sisters.
我也不怕他担心。
You don't need to worry.
我说我梦见我死了。
That I dreamt that I died.
我被放在那个一个长方形的棺材里头。
That I was already closed up in a coffin.
英美说感谢主。
And so Sister Deborah says, thank the Lord.
我们的旧人要确确实实的与主同死同埋葬，那我们就有希望了。
Our old man must die together with the Lord, be buried together with him, and then we have hope.
那个梦在我心中有一个深刻的印象。
That dream left a very deep impression in my heart.
如同我离开台湾的时候。
And so when I left Taiwan,
主给我一个十字架的一个记号。
The Lord gave me the mark of the cross.
当时我不知道他为什么给我十字架。
At that time, I did not know why he gave me the cross.
但是后来我领会了。
But then later I understood.
他的意思就是要我走十字架的道路。
That I am to walk the way of the cross.
把这个死了放在棺材里面的这个连起来。
That he needed to connect that with the death that had happened and has now been nailed in that coffin.
那就是与基督同定同死同埋葬。
And that is, I am together, nailed on the cross, buried, and together with Christ.
所以摩西他靠着神，他就能够拒绝最终之乐。
And so Moses, together with God, he was able to reject all the passing pleasures of sin.
然后圣经说，他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵。
The Bible says that he considered the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
因他想望所要得的赏赐。
For he was looking to the reward.
基督的凌辱和埃及的财物，这是一个强烈的对比。
Now the reproaches of Christ and the riches of Egypt, they are in great opposition.
但是摩西有一个拣选。
And so Moses, he had a choice.
他宁愿有耶稣。
He rather had the reproach of Christ.
宁愿为耶稣受苦。
He rather suffer with Christ.
他不愿意去贪爱埃及的财物。
He was not willing to love the treasures of Egypt.
就像我们那首诗歌说的。
Just like what the hymn said.
他说，虽然做君王，但是仍受罪恶捆绑，这不是摩西所要的。
Even though we are king, that we are still bound by sin, and that was not what Moses wanted.
君王的确是荣耀的。
It is glorious to be king.
但不过是暂时的。
But it is only temporary.
财物的确是宝贵的。
Materialistic things, they are, yes, perhaps precious.
也是带不走的。
But it will pass away.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们处在北美这个环境里边。
As we live here in the Northwest,
好像到处都是财物。
It's like the materialistic things are everywhere.
如果我们的心被它吸引到，
If our hearts are attracted by it,
我们跟神交通的路也就不容易走了。
Then it's very difficult for us to walk this way of communing with the Lord.
摩西拣选了基督。
Moses chose Christ.
他不愿意站在世界的这一边。
He did not want to stand on the side of the world.
因为他知道世界跟我们的神是站在反对的地方。
Because he knows that the world is in opposition to Christ.
基督既然来到地上是要受辱的。
Now Christ came to earth to suffer.
摩西就不愿意在地上来得荣耀。
And so Moses was not willing to receive the glory of this world.
我们是否也应当如此？
And we also need to be the same.
让我们虽然在世界，但却认定我们不属世界。
Even though we are in the world, we need to know that we are not of the world.
今天在世界的时间只不过是让我们来为主做光、做盐、做见证。
The time that we spend in the world, we are only to be light and salt in this place.
绝不以世界的名利、这些地位为我们的目标。
And not to allow the position and the things of this world to be our goal.
什么让摩西有这样的拣选？
What allowed Moses to make this choice?
圣经说，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
It says because he was looking to the reward.
因他想望所要得的赏赐。
Because he wanted the reward.
哦，这是信心。
This is faith.
弟兄姊妹，圣经所说的我们信吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe what is written in the Bible?
那个极重无比永远的荣耀我们信吗？
The incomparable riches, do you believe in it?
如果我们信，我们生活肯定不一样。
If you believe it, then your life will not be the same.
如果我们信，世界肯定不能捆绑我。
If you believe it, then the world cannot bind you.
这完全是信心的问题。
This is a matter of faith.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹好好的读圣经。
We encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible.
世界所有一切都要过去。
All the things of this world will pass away.
唯有神和他的旨意是永远长存。
Only God and His will will last into eternity.
这即将被火焚烧的世界，我们还要留恋它，还要在里边投资储藏吗？
And so this world that will be burned away, do you still want to invest in it?
所以神对付摩西爱世界。
And so here, Moses, he did not love the world.
为了时间的缘故，我们只能停在这里。
For the sake of time, we need to stop here.
我们盼望下一次有机会再继续交通。
We hope that next time we will continue our fellowship.
我们结束的话是， 天父渴望我们和他交通。
And so as I conclude, I just want to say that our Heavenly Father, He desires to commune with us.
在祷告中和他交通。
To commune with us in our prayers.
在读经中和他交通。
Commune with us in our Bible reading.
在聚会中和他交通。
Commune with us in our meetings.
在擘饼的时候和他交通。
Commune with us in the breaking of bread.
在听到的时候和他交通。
Commune with us when we listen to messages.
在我们日常的生活的每一个层面。我们都跟他交通。
In every single aspect of our daily lives, we are to commune with Him.
因为你跟神交通是用心灵，跟你用头脑不相干。
Because when you commune with Him, it does not have to do with both heart and mind.
那我们来操练手忙心不忙，一直跟我们的神保持不间断的交通。
We need to exercise how, even though our hands may be busy, our hearts are not busy, so that we can have continual communion with Him in our hearts.
这是我们整个属灵生命长进的秘诀。
This is the secret for our spiritual life's growth.
让我们来唱一首诗歌好吗？
Let's sing a hymn together.
我们唱诗歌第589首。
Hymn 589.
亲近更亲近。
Nearer, still nearer.
对不起，586。
586。
586，亲近更亲近。我们就唱两节。
Just two stanzas。
我们唱第一和最后一节，第四节。
Stanza one and four, please。
我们好吧，一同起立唱。
Shall we all stand and sing together?
唱完之后，我们有点时间，我们跟我们爱我们的神有一点的交通。
And after we sing, let's have some time to have some communion with the God that we love.
亲近更亲近，倾诉心怀，亲爱之救主，引我心前来，双手扶持我。感谢你，你实在是爱我们，你为我们舍命，救赎我们回来，就是要与你相爱，就与你交通。主啊，赦免我们，在这世上我们的亏欠很多。主啊，把我们哦再带回到你的跟前，喜爱逗留在你的脚前，喜爱在十字架的底下。哦，来看我们的主如何为我们流血舍命，喜爱进到至圣所。与你能够面对面的交通，如我们的神啊，愿我们的心受你的吸引，胜过为受世界和罪恶的吸引。主帮助我们，哦，扶持我们，使我们长大，直到拣选。谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们到极处。
You love us from the very beginning.
你把命给了我们。
And you have given us this command.
你的宝血是为我们流出来。
And Lord, you have poured out your blood for us.
那是全宇宙最重大的代价。
And it was the greatest price paid in the entire universe.
我们既是重价买赎回来的。
And we have been bought by a great price.
我们就是属于你的。
And now we belong to you.
你也是属于我们的。
And you belong to us.
主啊，你渴望与我们交通。
Lord, you desire to commune with us.
你渴望与我们相爱。
You desire to love us.
主要赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
我们与人的交通比与你更多。
We talk more with man than with you.
我们爱别的东西比你更多。
We love other things more than we love you.
主啊，把我们转回来。
Please turn us.
让我们来可亲近你。
So that we would draw close to you.
敞开我们的灵。
Open up our spirits.
操练我们的灵。
Exercise our spirits.
时时刻刻与你有交通。
To have fellowship and communion with you all the time.
时时刻刻可以朝见你的面。
So that we would meet you face to face all
the time. 叫我们能够胜过罪恶。
So that we can overcome sin.
好叫我们能够得着启示。
So that we can receive revelation.
好叫我们能够脱离世界的捆绑。
To be set free from the bondage of the world.
主啊，听我们的呼声。
Hear our cry.
帮助我们向前。
Help us to move forward.
祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in your most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.